Good morning, Elon.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. What an appropriate song to start the show off with, Boker Tov.
Yeah, it's from a very old play. I think it's the late 60s. It was Arik Lavie, and it still is a big hit.
Yeah, yeah. Especially the show is called Boker Tov. It's so early in the morning. Look at that. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a beautiful morning.
That's right. Absolutely.
So how are you?
Thank God. Baruch Hashem, everything is wonderful. And this week in a couple of days is the holiday of Shavuot, of when God gave us the Torah. So first maybe we can discuss a little bit about that, because the next interview that we will do next Thursday will be past Shavuot already.
Right.
Now, for people who don't know, we'll just go quickly through what Shavuot is. And this is actually a very beautiful insight that I would like to share. But the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai more than 3,300 years ago. And every year on Shavuot, the Holy Shavuot, we renew our acceptance of God's gift. And God re-gives the Torah to us every year as well, renews that pledge and that bond. Now, the word Shavuot means weeks. It marks the completion of a seven-week counting period between Pesach, Passover, and Shavuot. Now, if you think about it, the giving of the Torah was really a far-reaching spiritual event, one that touched the essence of the Jewish soul for all times. Everyone that is alive now, their souls and their neshamot were at Mount Sinai at that period of time when God gave us the Torah.
Yeah.
And there's many, many customs that go into Shavuot. You know, people stay up all night learning Torah preparation. For Shavuot, we hear the Ten Commandments. We eat a lot of dairy, as at that period of time, the Jews are not kosher or anything, rendered their things kosher. On the second day of Shavuot, we say Yizkor. Some communities read the Book of Ruth. So it's a beautiful holiday, and it's got a lot of meaning. But the question, you know, it's really been asked time and time again, what exactly is the significance of the Sinai event? You know, our patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they studied and taught the Torah centuries before the Torah was given to the Israelites. And according to Talmudic traditions, our forefathers observed all the mitzvot as well, all the commandments. Yet the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai is considered perhaps the most decisive moment in the history of our nation. Nation whose stories, history contains many, many events. So, actually, the key word is, if we think about it, is the giving of the Torah. Because before the fateful 6th of Sivan, when the Torah was given, we were privileged to the wisdom of the Torah, but it did not belong to us. Now, we can compare the Torah to a magnificent palace. Before the Sinai event, we were given unlimited access to tour its rooms and enjoy its beautiful architecture and artwork. At Sinai, we were handed the deed and the keys to the property. So now it became ours. It's ours. We have it. And you know, the Gemara of the Talmud relates a very, very fascinating episode, which I think could really illustrate this point. Rabbi Eliezer, the great, a very great sage, disagreed with Rabbi Yehoshua and other sages of that generation regarding the susceptibility to impurity of a certain type of stove. There was an issue about a certain type of stove, the way that it could become impure, so on and so forth. And Rabbi Eliezer vigorously defended his position, but to no avail. The rabbis then refused to accept his position. And at one point, a heavenly voice reverberated in the study hall, "Why do you argue with Rabbi Eliezer? The halacha, the final ruling, always follows his opinion. So why are you arguing with him? Just accept it." So Rabbi Yehoshua then arose and exclaimed, "The Torah is not in heaven. The Torah was given to us at Sinai, and therein it is clearly stated that the majority prevailed. Now, since the majority of the earthly sages agree with Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion, the opinion of the supremal being, indeed, the opinion of the Almighty himself, and if you agree with the majority, then you're agreeing obviously with God. And amazingly, the halacha, the law, was established according to the majority opinion. And Rabbi Elazar the Great was excommunicated for refusing to accept the ruling. That is, you know, a thing that is brought down in the Gemara, but really, if you think about it, it doesn't really explain the significance of Shavuot. We realize the beauty of the Torah. Does this holiday boil down to, if you think about it, bragging rights? Does it really matter who owns the title to the Torah? As long as we're permitted to study the Torah and we give it all we got, then what's the big deal? Who cares? Does God actually, is it so important that we have to go into such great cause of concentration if God actually had his say determining the halacha or not? The God gave us the opportunity to learn, and I said, who cares who it belongs to?
Yeah.
And King Solomon, King Shlomo, likens the revelation at Sinai to our wedding day. He says, the day that God chose us from amongst the nations, and he wedded us. And on the occasion of his marriage, the groom, obviously referring to God, who was and is still madly in love with his bride, us, the Jewish people, could find no greater dowry to give them the Torah. His most precious possession, everything that was for God, everything that was meant to him, his crown jewel, his joy, his pride. Nevertheless, he gave it to us. He lovingly gave his gift completely and unconditionally. And this is why Shavuot is so special. It commemorates the day when God gave us the most precious jewel in his treasure house. And as it says, the saying goes, fortunate are the people whose lot is thus. In other words, us. So God's love for us drove him to give us the most precious possession. How do we reciprocate? How do we give back to God? We have the 2 days of Shavuot to contemplate the response to this question, which is what? To be able to continue learning Torah and doing the mitzvot. And by doing that, we will make sure that we keep the Torah alive and that God still remains madly in love with his bride, which is us.
Yeah, that's a love story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in Hebrew they call it Chag Matan Torah, like
the holiday of the giving of the Torah, receiving of the Torah. Yep, absolutely. That's the holiday that's coming up. Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday of this coming week. So okay. Get your cheesecakes out and enjoy. A little cheesecake and wine should be good.
Get ready. Rabbi, I want to thank you.
Thank you. I want to wish you a Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Sameach for Shavuot. And just take it a little bit easy on the cheesecake. Don't eat too much.
We'll do our best.
All right. We'll talk next week, Ilan.
Thank you again.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.